Hi, I'm Erica Ramirez, founder of Illy and host of What About Your Friends, a podcast dedicated to the many lives of friendship and how it's portrayed in pop culture. Every Wednesday on the Ringer Dish feed, I talk to my best friend, Stephen Othello, and your favorites from within the Ringer and beyond about friendships on TV, in movies, pop culture, and our real lives. So join me every Wednesday on the Ringer Dish feed, where we try to answer the question TLC asked back in the day, what about your friends?
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu. This episode is brought to you by Pure Leaf Iced Tea. Go beyond reality with new Pure Leaf Blackberry Iced Tea and discover a berry delicious world bursting with unexpected blackberry flavor. A world so full of refreshing blackberry iced tea that you may never want to leave. But there's always time to linger. Try new Pure Leaf Blackberry Iced Tea. Visit amazon.com/pureleaf and enter 20 Pure Leaf for 20% off your purchase of new Pure Leaf Blackberry Iced Tea.
All right, Lisa, don't do crystal meth in the bathroom all night long.
That's my opinion!
He will never emotionally fulfill you.
Because I don't want to be a part of this.
Go to sleep! Go to sleep!
Close your legs to married men, trash box.
I'll tell you how I'm doing. Not well, bitch.
Who gonna check me, boo?
Welcome to The Morally Corrupt Show, a show here on the Ringer Reality feed. I am Rachel Lindsay, joined by Callie Curry the entire show. I wish I could say we had a lot to get into, but we really don't. I mean, we'll be recapping Jersey, we'll be recapping Ultimate Girls Trip. Not a whole lot went on with both shows. And news of the week is pretty light because we know that things are dominated by Scandoval, as they should be, to be very honest with you, as they should. But the news of the week is that one thing, and I do find this pretty interesting and slightly shocking, Callie. We have learned that Real Housewives of Potomac is back in production. And we learned that all the cast members are back and a newbie. And I can't get excited about a newbie because, first off, there's a lot of women already. So I don't understand why we have somebody new she better be a friend of. Were you shocked that everybody came back? And if so, who did you expect to not be there and why?
I'm shocked everyone's back. I'm excited about a newbie. I hope that the newbie like mixes things up. Depending obviously who the newbie is, but I'm happy that there's a newbie. I'm totally fine with it. I'm shocked. I don't think all of them had to go, but like some version of Rob and Mia Wendy was not going to be there. And they're all there. I will say at the reunion, I thought that Wendy did a great job when she spoke probably like a total of 2 minutes. She did good during her 2 minutes. And then I did enjoy Mia at the reunion. Mia is a wild card. She doesn't always make sense. Mm-mm. She's definitely not aware of what's happening. But like, I don't dislike her in the mix. I think they had to bring Robin back in some capacity because of everything that happened. So like people want to know where her and Juan are. But like my whole thing is I'm like, y'all realize that they're just going to act like nothing. They're not even going to address it.
I am convinced that if Robin is coming back for all the backlash that she received, that she must have promised that she is going to be very open with Juan and or we're getting Juan. Because I don't know how she can come back and be like, that's our business. We're not going to talk about it. Or I like she has to give something. Other, she has to have promised it. I guess that's the lie that I'm going to tell myself. Mia has to be there. I'm not a huge fan, but Mia's got to stay because Mia just knows how to stir it up in an illogical way that's good for TV. Wendy stays. She's a storyline.
She needs a storyline? Yeah, she needs a storyline.
Yeah, instead of always selling something, right? First it was candles, then it was the restaurant.
The bar. Like,
yeah, I need something else.
Yeah. I will say there is a chance we get more Juan because he ain't got a job.
He ain't got a job, which is probably going to cause issues in their relationship.
But maybe he's more willing to be on camera because usually you get paid per episode. So he ain't got a job. So maybe this is his new job.
Good point. Maybe so. Maybe so. But this friend of... Okay, let's play with this. Who's bringing her in? Who needs to bring in a friend?
God, please. By the way, we're going to get into it. But Ultimate Girls Trip is not doing Candace any favors.
I knew you were going to bring that up, and I didn't, and I wanted to avoid it. I have the amount of times that I thought about you watching Ultimate Girls Trip is not okay.
I was watching it, and I was like, "Oh, Rachel and I are going to talk about this." But that being said, well, we'll get into it. But I don't want Candace to bring a friend in. I don't want Ashley to bring in a friend, and if her friends are fucking Big Bird.
No. I want Wendy.
You know what? Maybe Wendy, so she has a storyline. Maybe her friend will bring out another side of her. Maybe,
exactly.
Yeah, so, okay. I'm fine with Wendy. I don't think it'll be Wendy. I think it will be either Karen, Ashley, or Giselle.
Okay, I'm cool with Karen bringing a friend. I'm not mad at that. I don't want Robin because she gave us a Scala who was beautiful, but boring.
She was really pretty. And she had great really fashion. Pretty. She brought the fashion.
She gave us nothing. So I need it's Karen and Giselle because I know her friend's going to be as messy as she is. And I'm tired of Giselle's type of messy. So it'd be nice to bring in another friend. So I Giselle, Karen, or Wendy, that's who we want to see. The only time will tell.
I wanted to add one thing to news of the week.
Oh.
I know. I don't know why I didn't say this earlier. I think I just like completely blacked out. But Dolores admitting that she's on Ozempic.
And saying she's not the only one.
Well, she basically said most of the cast.
The way I took it, she made it seem like most of the housewives.
Yeah.
In general. It almost seemed to be calling out the people who keep swearing that they're just losing the weight naturally.
Yes. I will also say she did note that she's not on Ozempic. She's on Mounjaro, which is fully weight loss. Whereas Ozempic is more for people, well, I mean, obviously people are taking it for weight loss, but it's more for people that are diabetic.
And so it should be a healthier option. Like, I use that term loosely, but it's a better option than Ozempic if you're using it for weight loss.
Weight loss. I'm happy that she clarified that just because there has been a shortage on Ozempic. So I did like that she clarified that. I've seen like conflicting feelings about it. I personally, since everyone is using it, whether we like it or not, I appreciate the honesty personally.
I did too. I did too. You're seeing it everywhere. And the sad thing is, I don't trust anybody's weight loss these days.
Oh, are you kidding?
Anybody that I see it, I'm like, you, and you. Because it happens too fast, and they get the face.
Neck. Yes. My husband makes fun of me, or not makes fun of me, but he laughs at me because literally, if anyone has lost more than 10 pounds, I'm like, oh, they're on Ozempi. They're getting shot up.
I see the same thing. I gotta tell you, I never saw it on display as much as I did at the Oscars. Ozempic.
Well,
yeah,
it's also just you can tell, like, if someone loses weight by exercise and diet, it's a different look.
And it happens over time. You don't just pop up and you're like, oh.
Not in a month. 25 down in 60 days. That doesn't happen.
Yeah. But I'm with you. I totally appreciated it as well. And this is why I appreciate Dolores. Dolores is like, I had this son. I've had facelifts. Mm-hmm. I've had tummy tucks. And I will tell you, she's great. I don't know what she looks like in person. Actually, I have seen her in person. She looked great. I would want her doctor's info. She seems to have a fast recovery.
Truly, I saw her at BravoCon and she looked great.
Okay, let's move. Since we're talking about Dolores, let's go ahead and move into New Jersey. Now, Jersey. Okay, this episode, there were moments, but I think what bothered me is we were talking about the same thing over and over again. And the moment that I was waiting for was literally in the credits. They were putting credits over the scene as like Danielle was getting all riled up to confront the women. We waited all episode for that. That was annoying to me.
I think that Jersey gives us a lot. And we're overcritical because of how much it's given us thus far. I didn't think this was a bad episode.
It was redundant.
Yeah, but it's going to be redundant because it's the same drama for 17 years. Like, the only new thing is Danielle, which I really do appreciate. And I feel like Danielle's not articulating
what no, she wants she's not.
Too well. Like, I fully agree with Danielle. Why the fuck are you questioning me about my brother? I told you guys that we're not talking. I told you guys I don't understand it. So you guys coming back with me being like, I don't understand it. Like, bitch, me either. I don't get it. I told y'all that. But, and to her point again, like, I've known you guys for 2 weeks and you're expecting me to tell you every single detail. I don't fucking owe you that. I don't owe you anything. I don't owe you anything. If I didn't want to tell you a single thing, I wouldn't have to tell you. I don't know what's going on with Jackie's sister. I just know they don't talk. But no one's going back at her and being like, we don't know every detail. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't add up. Da, 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 da. Also, Jackie, why are you still... Go home. Why are you still putting in your 2 cents? but yeah, no. I totally agree with Danielle. I'm on her side. Obviously, you guys know I'm a huge fan of Danielle. But how she's articulating it is not great. Even the second piece with her and... Rachel,
exactly.
I'm like, please articulate that, like, you were repeating what someone else told you, so it gives you like a little bit of a warning. I'm not saying that she has an arsenal. I'm saying I've been told she's had an arsenal, and that makes me a little weary. Rachel, you running back and telling her does break my trust. It does. And you're making it seem like I came to you with this information, like she absolutely has an arsenal. Like, I'm stating these things as facts, and that's not what happened. But instead, she, like, I think she gets too riled up. She gets too emotional.
Yeah. Well put. Callie, that was it. And I don't even know if Rachel would be able to accept that if Danielle said it that way, because she just seems to be so, like, oddly loyal to Margaret. Because I feel like they were in a good place with all the women. Yeah, like, a line in the sand has been drawn, I think it's at this last podcast, where Danielle has aligned herself with the Jennifers and Teresa's. And Rachel has aligned herself with the Margaret and the Melissa's. And Jennifer, whatever her name is, Margaret's friend, even though she's Margaret's friend, she still seems to be very much in the middle.
I feel like she just keeps it real.
Danielle. Yeah, but she is on that bandwagon too of unnecessarily pushing Danielle about what's the truth about her relationship with her brother, which is annoying.
I also want to be like, why do y'all care?
And this is what I mean about there's not a lot going on. There's literally not, it's the same conversation. We know we're going to get the same conversation with Teresa, Joe, Melissa, and Louie. We know that. But what I don't want to see are these same fights. And I think the reason I'm getting even more frustrated is because I'm simultaneously watching Ultimate Girls Trip, and they're having the same arguments we saw on their respective franchises as well. And it just all seems to be the same thing over and over again. And it's making me sick.
Yeah. I agree with that. I think it is a little redundant. I mean, even Dolores and Jennifer announcing that they're bridesmaids. I have to say, Jennifer seems so excited.
Messy.
But Melissa's reaction to it, I'm just like, oh, here we go again.
Okay. Now, Callie.
No, I'm over Melissa. It. We have gone over this 50 billion times. Why are you surprised?
It's not that I didn't think she was surprised she wasn't a bridesmaid. it was more of being surprised at the delivery from Dolores and Jennifer. That to me was really, I would have been like, damn, she knew she wasn't going to be a bridesmaid. But then for her to get that information that way from Jennifer and Dolores, and they said it knowing Melissa would be in the room and that like it makes her feel a certain way.
I feel nothing.
I would have been rubbed. I would have more so been like, Dolores and Jennifer, like, come on now. We didn't need, y'all could have waited. No. Y'all didn't have to do that in front of me. Or they could have been like, Melissa, I'm sorry.
Nope. I don't care.
No mercy.
Also, on top of that, this is the thing. You don't like Teresa. Every chance that you have gotten this season, you have trashed her. Why the fuck do I think Teresa should ask you to be a bridesmaid? Which, by the way, she did. And you declined. So
after the fact, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, at I think it was at Jennifer's house, maybe? The new Jennifer. But I'm just like, at this point, Melissa, like, who cares? Why do you care? You don't like Teresa. She asked you to be your bridesmaid. You said no. So, like, what else do you want? Who cares? You don't like her. You definitely don't like Louie. You definitely don't like Louie. You don't even want to be there. Why would you want to fake the funk? Just go sit in the audience, which you're not even going to do that. So what are we talking about?
I just think she was embarrassed in that moment. That's what I thought. But she shouldn't be shocked, and she shouldn't be in it, to be honest. Like, you're right. You don't like her. You shouldn't be in it.
She was like, you're only in it because Dina's out of it. I'm just like, why?
Oh, so question then, does that make you change your opinion on Louie? So we now have learned that Dina is out of the wedding. We know Dina Manzo, formerly Manzo, and Teresa are super close to the point where it's affected her super long-term friendship with Dolores. Allegedly, Dolores was not invited to the bridal shower because of that Dina was going to be there. Dina is Teresa's right-hand woman. It's being alleged that Dina's husband and Louie went into business. Joe calls it another Pizzagate. We don't know the details. We don't know what happened. But apparently they had a falling out because of the business. And it got so bad that it has affected the relationship with Dina and Teresa. And Dina is no longer coming to the wedding. Yeah. We have a producer now.
I was going to say, I just saw an interview that Dina did, I think with her friend or something. And she said that there was a lot of other reasons why she didn't come to the wedding, and she has no idea what Joe and Melissa are talking about. And she also said that even with Dolores in the wedding, that she still would have been in the wedding with Dolores. And she said she's seen Dolores a few times, I think at a wedding and at a party or something, a birthday party, where they bumped into each other, they've said hello and been cordial. She's like, it's not like we cannot be in the same room together.
Then why did she not come to the wedding?
Dina, she said that in she said in this like, in, I don't know who this person was. It was like in a house or something, but she said that it was like the first time that she'd been to Jersey since her father passed away or something. And like, she had a lot of anxiety about being on the East Coast. And she was like, there's a lot of family things for why I was not there. And even at the engagement party, I was like, she's like, I don't know if you guys seen pictures of me, but I'm like stressed and very uncomfortable.
Mm. Okay, well, Dina speaking out, taking up for Teresa.
But
defending friendship with Teresa.
I was not here last week. Mm-hmm. The way Louie acted on last week's episode was insane. And I still think that he's been good for Teresa. Like, I do think that he's helped Teresa like calm down and work through things and like go to therapy. Like, all those things to me are good. And nobody's perfect. But do I think he's normal?
No. And we got a little bit of that in this episode when they showed a flashback of him at the barbecue luau, whatever it was, where they got into it. And it shows him coming back from having a conversation with Joe and Melissa, and he's just bawling. And it's like, Louie, in the words of Devin just now, is unhinged.
Yeah.
He is a lot. And it's it's like you don't know what's going to set him off or make him go there. I mean, he's super calm one moment, but then he's yelling at Teresa the next, and he's calm again. His redness is unsettling to me. Like, it's
a lot. He's a lot. I don't think he's a bad person, but he's a lot, and I don't expect everybody to like him.
But see,
I don't think that anyone can like. I don't think that anyone should expect everyone to like him. I agree with you. There is a little bit of a scammy vibe.
That's it. There's something that I can't. But maybe that's what Teresa and Joe are feeling. Just to give them Melissa a point or two. Melissa and Joe.
This is the thing,
just
though.
Just to give them a point or two, but.
No, but I was talking to my friend about this. 2 points. One, she started to rewatch Jersey. And she's like, rewatching Jersey now, she's like, I don't understand how I was ever Team Melissa. Like, going back, she's like, there's so many times she's caught in lies and it's so obvious that she like hates Teresa. And she's like, but I never thought that the first time I watched it. So that's one. Two, she said, or I told her, I was like, because she was just like, Louie's crazy, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, absolutely. What's crazy is that, do I think that Louie and Teresa, like, separately are, like, super stable, normal people? No. And I still like them more than Joe and Melissa. That's not a good sign.
I will say there's something, I too didn't see it. I'm famously on the podcast having been Melissa and Joe. But there's something now that's off. There's something that's not right that I don't believe about their relationship. And I would be interested to go back and watch, because they seemed so loving. And so I was like, oh, I really like their dynamic together when they first came on the show. And I don't see that now. I don't know. There's something about their relationship seems very transactional.
Well, I would say that it seems like maybe a few seasons ago, there's been a shift where now Melissa has like her own money and has her own things and doing her, like, Joe really wants someone who's like at home taking care of the family, making him dinner 7 nights a week and telling him he's the greatest. And I think Melissa used to be that person and she's not anymore.
And yeah, that's true.
It seems like whenever they do get into their like little tiffs or like, you know, they'll make like little comments on the show or, you know, arguments, and it's always something around that. So I'm like, I do think that this is like a bigger issue than them, what obviously they're telling us. But yeah, no, I think I just don't know if they're like great people. That's like the vibe I get. Also, I just, Teresa's like, not Gia, because she's always been involved, but some of the other kids who like generally don't say anything. And for years, they were like, you could see them kind of being annoyed with their mom that she's not friends with Joe. And it's just not that anymore. And I just feel like, I just don't think it's as great. Like, Melissa being like, I came and picked you up and took you to dance and da-da-da-da. And them all being like, no, you didn't. I'm like, yeah, I don't think she did. I don't think they're going to make up that she didn't do that. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Well, last thing about Jersey, I'm interested in what you thought about the Turkish coffee cup reading. And if you believed it, because
no.
I've seen coffee cup readings before. And the way these readings started off, it was like, okay. But then it got so specific that, and so relevant, like timely, that I was like, what's happening?
I did not believe any of it. She used words that were used like in the past couple of episodes that I 100% agree with Marge on this. Jen, you gave her some information.
Which
and then
so
Jen being like, that is absolutely ridiculous. I'm like, no, it's absolutely ridiculous that you thought that you could do this and no one was going to notice.
I loved that the women were sitting around the table just like laughing at as the woman talked, even though I felt bad because I was like, they're laughing in her face.
No, I would have done the same thing. I'm so happy. Before. Who said it?
Jackie was saying it.
Oh, Marge, Jackie. Yeah, when Jackie was like, I'm sorry, this is too much. I was like, I'm glad. Thank you, Jackie. That's the one time you were allowed to say something. I'm glad that you said something, because I was just like, they're all laughing. Someone needs to just be like, this is too much.
It was too much. And yeah, we've had psychic come on before and they haven't always been on point, and that's okay. You don't have to be dead right. Like, for her to be like, I see this letter. And in this, or like, Dolores, you're getting a ring, and it's like, okay. You also walked into her house with her boyfriend.
I sense a falling out with you, and maybe it was a friend. L rhymes with Bora.
No.
Like, that's what it's... I was just like, okay.
It was extreme, though. Okay, that was Jersey. I mean, what we have to look forward to, and I hope there's a lot more of it, and when you look at the trailer, the mid-season trailer, you do see Danielle super riled up, and she's like, I'm activated at this point. So we see her go off towards the end of this episode, so I'm assuming that's what we're going to pick up, which I am very much still looking forward to. An episode where we're not talking about the same thing. And that leads me into Ultimate Girls Trip.
This episode is brought to you by Pure Leaf Iced Tea. Go beyond reality with new Pure Leaf Blackberry Iced Tea and discover a berry delicious world bursting with unexpected blackberry flavor. A world so full of refreshing blackberry iced tea that you may never want to leave. But there's always time to linger. Try new Pure Leaf Blackberry Iced Tea. Visit amazon.com/pureleaf and enter 20 Pure Leaf for 20% off your purchase of new Pure Leaf Blackberry Iced Tea.
This episode is brought to you by Cars.com. When you add your car to your garage on Cars.com, you'll unlock access to real-time insights into how much your car is worth. Plus, view its historical and projected value to decide when to sell. So when the time is right, you can secure an instant offer from a local dealership or sell it yourself on Cars.com. Start tracking your car's value with your garage on Cars.com. This episode is brought to you by Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Trello help power global collaboration for all teams so they can accomplish everything that's impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. Learn how to unleash the potential of your team at Atlassian.com, Atlassian.com. Atlassian. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more.
This episode was weird to me because the things that they were... First off, I'm just going to start with Giselle, who I love in real life. But Giselle and Portia were really mean with Leah. I understand Leah. We see Leah go down in this episode. Yes, she's overheated. Turns out she's dehydrated. I mean, you could see it, like the way that she's sweating from her face. It's like something's not right with her. I originally thought it was the bug that flew up her dress and maybe it bit her and she was having some type of allergic reaction. That's what I was thinking it was. But listen, even if you don't like Leah, in the moment, it's like the woman is on the floor in Thailand, like, just acknowledge, like, don't make fun of her. I just thought it was a little too much.
I was fine with
it. Like Callie's face, she's not a great.
I was fine with it. Leah has been complaining this whole trip. The whole trip, she's been complaining. I don't think that Bravo or Peacock, whoever does this, set her up for success with the group of women they sent her on this trip with. She doesn't have, like, anyone... other than Candace, but it has been nonstop complaining. Why would I think, like, if I'm Portia or Giselle, I wouldn't take you seriously because you were complaining last night and you were complaining yesterday and you were complaining the day before. Like, it would be hard for me to take you seriously. Also, I've never seen, like, I don't know, the, like, she collapsed the ground and then was like, Pepsi, wait, also I have no underwear.
Weird.
I have no underwear on. What? You have talked about your period and having diarrhea for a solid 5 hours straight and you're not wearing underwear? Rachel, that is disgusting.
It is disgusting, and that's why they called her Nasty Leanne. I'm not mad about that. I'm not mad about that.
But,
and
like, also,
hot,
if you're
sweaty.
Like, if
and
you're
she's hot and sweaty, gross.
It's also disgusting. But truly, truly. But I mean, I'm just like, if you're really fainting, you're not like, oh, also Pepsi and also don't lift my legs up. Like, it seemed dramatic, which
she is dramatic.
And she's been dramatic the whole trip. So I get Giselle and Portia being like, she's fine. She got overheated. She needs some water.
I mean, listen.
Also,
it just didn't seem right. And I know that they were probably doing their ITM.
They didn't make fun of her to her face. They waited till they walked away. Well, I think that they were like, this is some bullshit, but like, whatever. Let's just like let her have it. And then they walked away and did it. Later on, when Giselle went into her room, she was like, I know you came in here to check on me. Giselle was like, yeah, one. And two, and I wanted to be like, Giselle, you don't think anything's wrong with her. Like, by the way, I don't think that any of them did. The only one that really thought something was wrong with her was Candace. Because
I think
no
she
one
was
else,
dehydrated.
No one else checked on her, Rachel. No one else.
No one else did.
So,
I like to think they didn't show
I think
us,
that,
but you're right.
No, no one. When they got back to the house, they all went back to their rooms. No one was like, oh, and even when Candace was like, we have a Leah update, everyone was just like, okay. Like, I just think that she's been so dramatic and complained the whole trip that I don't think anyone believed that anything was actually wrong with her.
Well, it showed that that's what they thought about her. We know that Leah leaves this season. I thought this was going to be the moment where she leaves, but it's not. So I'm really interested into what takes her over the edge to leave, because we already know she's not on. She's like asking Giselle, why doesn't Portia like me? Why doesn't Portia like me? I did think Portia not tagging them was messy. And what I don't like
I'm fine with it.
And that's fine. But what I don't like is own it. Own it. Like,
she did.
Yeah, so what? But she didn't say own that it was like she was being messy or shady. She was like, it's not that big of a deal. It's like, no, you went through an effort to not tag them. Just say you're
Rachel,
being messy.
Like, she said, I don't like her. Why would I tag her? What else do you want?
She didn't say that about Candace, though. She said about Leah. She said, I don't like Leah.
Yeah, well, that's because Candace was specifically asking about Leah. And then Candace was like, well, I'm also going to ask about myself, too. I'm like, Candace, you are asking for yourself. You're salty that you were not tagged. Say you're talking about yourself. But she was like, why wasn't Leah tagged? Which, by the way, if I'm Portia, I'm like, I don't fucking like you either. You've been shading me this whole fucking trip. You're telling people that I stole my husband. You told me that she took a man. No, you're not getting tagged. We don't like each other.
I guess
I'm good.
Just like,
I'm not tagging someone I don't like.
No. I'm more so.
You're lucky. You're lucky that I took a picture with you.
Childish. It just seemed so childish on both ends that I was just kind of like, what are we doing here? I just became a lot. Everything, all the arguments seemed to be very childish to me. And I was just like, what's happening here? Okay. Well, you didn't tag her. You Giselle.
Nothing is more childish than the bottle.
This Clase de Azul bottle. It's a cute bottle. She claims it's the only
in all of Thailand, which is a crazy statement.
It's the only one. She can't find this bottle anywhere. I mean, I will admit, by the end of the episode, I am curious to know what happened. My eyes were on Whitney, but
I was thinking Alexia. Because you remember, she's like, I made myself a screwdriver. And Marisol was like, oh, did I make it for you? And she's like, oh, no, I made it for myself. I was like, with what tequila?
Screwdrivers are vodka.
Vodka? Yeah, I know. But Alexia drinks tequila. So I was assuming she was the tequila one.
Okay, Giselle.
No, okay. I will say, I think the bottle thing is so dumb. I also want to know where the bottle is. So Giselle,
point, yes.
You got me hooked. I want to crack the case too.
But the way Giselle's coming at Candace, like,
it's crazy.
I will admit, Candace was a lot this episode, and I was even annoyed by her.
This episode?
Yeah, this episode got to me. No, this episode is where I had to say, all right, it's too much this episode. It really was. And what
I think
felt
the past two have been really rough.
And what I felt too, this episode made me think, she's upset that she's not in the friend group with Giselle and Portia. She wants to be in their group. And I think she's a little bothered by the fact that she's like, can't fit in.
Left out. Mm-hmm. I think that she's also like not in the cool group and she doesn't like that.
And she's like,
I think, and I, by the way, I'm not saying that one group is cool and one's not, but I think she thinks that the Alexia, Marisol, Portia, and Giselle group's like the cool group.
It is the cool group.
Yeah. And she's not, she's not in it. I, her calling everything, you're a bully, you're bullying me, bully, bully.
That's like, too much.
Her not tagging her, I'm sorry, it's not cyberbullying. I'm sorry.
That made me laugh.
Also, her saying, bully, 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 all these things, whatever. I want to be like, girl, you told Giselle that she's making it harder for people to come out with sexual assault, which, by the way, Giselle never said that he sexually assaulted her. Let me be clear with that. Do I think what Giselle did was great? No. But Candace takes everything too far. She never said that. Now you're saying everything is bullying. You're doing the exact, in a different context, like a different thing, but you're doing the exact same thing. This is not cyberbullying. You don't want to know what cyberbullying is.
I mean, she knows because I'm sure she gets it a lot from her outrageous tweet.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Which is why she should know better than to compare the not tagging to something so extreme as cyberbullying. But it was just a lot. Like, even the way that, they were talking at their table and like Candace being like, and just, I'm like, why are we arguing this way? And the top of it all off, the fact that they upset Pepsi, moved that man to tears because of the arguing. Like, they are peaceful there. This is a peaceful place. And he had to watch them argue at lunch. He had to watch them argue at home.
I mean, they've been arguing 24/7.
And I think, though, because of like the industry that he's in and the job that he has, I think he's blaming himself that the bottle's missing as well. And that made me so sad. He was on the floor in the kitchen crying.
I will say, he's who I want to interview. I want to know, Pepsi, who treated you well? Who did you like? Who is crazy? Pepsi needs to be interviewed. And on every other Ultimate Girls Trip, we haven't had someone like Pepsi. Like, no one else has gotten like an interview and stuff, like a post-credit interview. So I would like to interview Pepsi. I do want to give Portia a point. I laughed out loud when she was like, do you need some Pedialyte, PJ? When talking to Candace, I was like, I don't know if Candace knows that your child's name is PJ, but that was a great shade. And it made me think, Portia, I need you back on my screen.
Yeah. No, it was good. We do. I will say at the end of all of this, I am wanting Portia back more than ever. Definitely. Yes, am.
100%.
Okay. Well, hopefully we move past the bottle. We saw the episode end with, Giselle and Candace arguing at one another. I'm sure that's where we'll pick back up. And of course, Pepsi being emotional. Anyways, that's the end of that. We will be back next week to talk Jersey, which apparently they're filming the reunion, which I feel like means the season's about to be over soon. We'll be back with Jersey. We'll be back with Ultimate Girls Trip. And of course, news of the week. Bye, guys. Happy Friday. Happy holiday weekend. And we'll see you guys next week.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. You might say all kinds of stuff when things go wrong, but these are the words you really need to remember. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. They've got options to fit your unique insurance needs, meaning you can talk to your agent to choose the coverage you need, have coverage options to protect the things you value most, file a claim right on the State Farm mobile app, and even reach a real person when you need to talk to someone. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.